This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 359 days ago, a mob of loud, screaming BLM protesters in St. Louis, Missouri, followed the agitators slash leaders into private property through a locked gate. Once they had mustered in front of a house in the street, this was in a gated community, Mark and Patricia McCluskey grabbed two firearms, an AR-15 type rifle, and, puzzlingly to me, an inoperable Brico semi-automatic pistol. It seems it's puzzling to me because if I were a millionaire couple, I would at least have guns that were operating and were decent. Although, I don't know anything about Brico. I could be completely off base. The McCluskeys were fully justified under Missouri law to do what they did. State Attorney General defended them in public. The governor said he would pardon them if they were prosecuted. This did not deter radical St. Louis Circuit Attorney Soros girl Kim Gardner. She insisted on prosecuting the McCluskeys, and she was removed from the case for conflict of interest. She appealed the decision, lost the appeal, then appealed to the Missouri Supreme Court, which decided not to hear the case. So Richard C. Callahan was appointed as a special prosecutor to take the place of Kim Gardner. An unbiased special prosecutor would have dropped all charges, and Callahan was not unbiased. Special Prosecutor Callahan had spent 30 years as a St. Louis prosecutor. He was appointed by Barack Obama as a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri in 2010. He is reported to be a longtime ally of former Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat, Missouri. Callahan is a lifelong Democrat. Some of the statements made by Prosecutor Callahan after the plea deal was agreed to were telling. From KSDK.com, we get, getting a conviction on the felony charge would make it subject to all the gun laws that favor self-defense in Missouri. The state would have to prove those defenses, and I don't think I could have won at trial. The advantage to the harassment charge was by a quirk of the way the law is written, none of these defenses are available. So I knew that's where I was going, and that's where I would probably win if I went to trial. Later, he said in the same article, he also balked at the couple's request to have the guns rendered ineffective and given to charity for auction as historic artifacts. The judge denied the request. He said, I thought the most important aspect was to forfeit and destroy the guns. Some groups wanted to buy the gun and use it as a trophy display. A prosecutor who says a purely symbolic act, that of destroying guns used in a self-defense case, is the most important aspect. Well, I'm sorry, he's not unbiased. He wanted the guns destroyed more than he was willing to accept funding for the state, even if the guns were deactivated. Because that money, for whatever they took in, would have gone to the state. Callahan showed that he believes state control of guns is more important than justice or truth, and he showed making a political statement is more important to him than concerning himself with justice, guilt, or innocence. Callahan made this statement about the angry mob the McCluskeys faced from MDJOnline.com. We get the protesters were a racially mixed and peaceful group, including women and children, who simply made a wrong turn on their way to protest in front of the mayor's house. There's no evidence that any of them had a weapon, and no one I interviewed realized they had ventured into a private enclave. Now, who the prosecutor chooses to interview makes a large difference. And Callahan had plenty of reasons to choose to interview only people who validated the narrative he wanted to be promoted. St. Louis PD Sergeant Kurt Bergdorf, when he investigated the incident, found a different story. He told FoxNews.com, once through the gate, the victims advised the group that they were on a private street and trespassing and told them to leave. The group began yelling obscenities and threats of harm to both victims. When the victims observed multiple subjects who were armed, they then armed themselves and contacted police. The police investigation showed Edelman some of the mob were armed, from a report by Sergeant Bergdorf. He noted in a follow-up report that at least one of the protesters was armed with a handgun, another was wearing a resistant vest, with the words human shield on it. In another live stream video, Bergdorf wrote, a man was heard saying, I was in front, so I was the one who opened the gate. The gate was broken after they pulled a gun. What law did we break? We keep guns there, but not for show, though, not to look a certain way, but for use. If they would have shot, then they would have been put down. A source inside the St. Louis Police Department confirmed there was evidence in the report some of the group were armed. So Callahan had to ignore this police report to make the statement. There was no evidence that any of them had a weapon. So, with the deck stacked against him by a political prosecutor, Mark McCluskey chose the best of the choices available. He is, after all, an attorney. He beat the rap by taking the plea deal. Then he explained it on Twitter. The mob came to my door to attack my family. I backed them down. The mob came for me. The media attacked me, and the prosecutors tried to punish me for defending my family. They dropped all charges except for a claim I instilled imminent fear in the mob. I'd do it again. And the McCluskeys, well, they have the monetary means to replace the guns they lost. They didn't lose the right to own guns, just the guns themselves. Now, anyone who watches videos can see the McCluskeys had reason to be afraid of the mob. Most of the people in the group probably were peaceful, and most of the people probably did not know they were on private property at first. But the video shows the agitators leading the group through the gate. A mob is something that is easily led. The people who organized the protest intended to trespass on the private property from the beginning. They knew it was private property. It was a gated community. They illegally jimmied the gate and led the mass of the protesters through it. They were hoping to instigate a violent incident. They knew that Kim Gardner had their back and would prosecute anyone opposing them. The McCluskeys took the best deal they could get. They beat the rap, even though political opposition will claim the plea shows them to be the ones at fault. Of course, they're laughing about that. I'm laughing about that. If the evidence of the political bias of the prosecutors made known, well, you know, this is not going to... Mark McCluskey's running for Senate. I don't think that this is going to be one of those things that... you know, I don't think this is going to hurt his campaign. This was an attempt to stigmatize armed self-defense, because the powers that be know that that's what is the rise is going to be. This is what's going to we're moving to as more of these protests and riots and agitators show up. The people that live in these peaceful neighborhoods just want to live in peace. You know, you cannot meet their demands. There's no way to appease them. If you get out there, and, you know, just by virtue of your melanin, if you're a Caucasian, you're a racist. You got to be dealt with. And how do you reason with that? Is there any way to reason with that? That's the question. But the answer to all of that is that, well, you don't. You can't. And what you better be prepared to do is you better be prepared to deal with what's happening in front of you when it comes up and not be too concerned about, you know, the periphery. Just get ready to deal with what's in front of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This next little bit, when I saw this, on the one hand, I was not taken aback. I was, I just didn't know this kind of thing was going on. And on the other hand, I was absolutely stunned. I am not a fan of unforced errors. And sometimes, in this world now that is so dominated by social media, listen, lots of people I know use social media responsibly. Lots of people I know use social media responsibly. They use it to stay in touch with friends and family, or old army units, or old high school classes, or old teams they used to play on. That's what it's for. As far as the ones that control it, of course, they're trying to control thought processes and, you know, what you're thinking. And advertising, of course, they want to advertise to you. But that's all beside the point. You know, anybody that's on social media today is not a victim. We're all volunteers. We all know that it's toxic, and yet some of us just can't get away from it. I've gotten away from some of it. Some of it I tolerate, and some of it I can't wait till the day that I can delete it all. But social media, you know, the social media has come up with these things that they call challenges. And the first one I became aware of was the push-up challenge, where somebody would get out there and say, and I don't know if this is a military thing or a law enforcement thing or just a push-up thing, but it'd be, I'm going to do 10 push-ups, and I challenge so-and-so to do 10 push-ups, and, you know, you'd keep it going. I don't know if there was any money going on. Then there was the ALS challenge, the ice bucket challenge. Now, this one, I don't participate in any of them, by the way. But this one was a little more extreme. You had to have a bucket of ice water dumped on you, and voluntarily. And it was for, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease. So to that end, you know, a noble cause. Push-ups, trying to be, I don't remember what that was for. But these were all in good fun, and there was no chance of something bad happening to somebody as long as they used their brains. And then I saw this, and the opening salvo of this is that a 9-year-old boy died from strangulation while attempting a TikTok challenge, according to his parents. 9 years old. Strangulation challenge. The other thing that occurred to me was, in order for him to be on TikTok, he had to have some sort of means of recording this. Probably a phone. Probably a smartphone. So 9-year-olds are getting smartphones now. This poor, unfortunate young man, his name was Latarius Smith Jr., he was found by his family members unresponsive with a belt around his neck. He died in a hospital on June 10, 2021 in Memphis, Tennessee, after succumbing to injuries suffered during the strangulation challenge, according to WREG. His great-great-aunt Barbara Williams told WREG, "To see that baby lying in that casket hasn't even had the opportunity to grow up. You know, his life has ended because of some people putting stupid things on various sites." Yeah, that's a pretty good way of putting it. When I was in the third grade, three boys in my class decided they wanted to see if two of them could make the other one pass out. So one of them got him in a bear hug. The other one was pushing on the guy's arms from in front. And my other friend, he, of course, passed out. And when he passed out, they weren't ready for that, so they didn't hold on to him. They just let him fall, and he just tore his face out when he hit the pavement. And that was as close as we ever got to a challenge going on in school when I was a kid. We weren't as savvy as children are today. We weren't as worldly as they are today. Look at the price they're paying for being savvy and worldly. His great-aunt continued, "It wasn't until later that we found out that there was some type of video on TikTok, you know, letting kids know how to strangle yourself. But you've got to get out of it. The challenge was to get out of it." But he was 9 years old. So how was he going to get out of it? we've now gotten to the point. You know, we just went through a period of time where the government imposed something that a quarter of young people aged 18 to 24 considered suicide. In the United States, like 25% of them. And now, on TikTok, somebody has launched a challenge, and it's allowed, I guess it's allowed to stay up there, where the challenge is to set yourself up to strangle and to get out of it, and that's just being allowed to happen. A TikTok spokesperson told WREG that such challenges have been banned from their platform. In January, a 10-year-old girl reportedly died after attempting the blackout challenge, in which users were encouraged to restrict their airflow in an effort to pass out. So she tied a belt around her neck and was later declared brain dead after a trip to the hospital in cardiac arrest. An 11-year-old in England was reported in May to have been fighting for his life after swallowing magnetic balls during a TikTok trend. Users place the magnetic balls on either side of their tongue to create fake tongue piercings. Last year, three teenagers were reportedly taken to the hospital after attempting the Benadryl challenge, in which users take a heavy number of the pills to trip out and cause a high, but they were never able to fully recover. A 15-year-old girl attempting the challenge reportedly died in August of 2020. And let's not forget the Tide Pod challenge. And this stuff is happening every day. And it's not new. This is not new. This is not new. And I just thought to myself, what happened? What is my part in this to where this has become trendy? And how do I fix it? I haven't answered that one for myself yet. But I am aware of the question. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections. We're remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky speaking out against the call. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking out against the For the People Act. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer says it's the Republicans that are trying to suppress people's vote.
So in state after state, Republicans are reducing polling hours and locations and the number of drop boxes so that Americans have a harder time finding the time, place, and manner to vote.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of all American adults be partially vaccinated by the July 4th holiday will not be happening. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Taliban continue to add to their military victories in Afghanistan as the Pentagon claims the withdrawal of the remaining estimated 3,500 troops remains on pace. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning. He and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled.
The median home price topped $350,000 for the first time in May, as a shortage of properties and low interest rates continue to drive monthly increases. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing exactly what they said they were going to do. They're coming after your guns. They're coming after your private property. They want to shred the Second Amendment. Nothing new. How they do a test run in this is taking a bit of an overhaul. After failing to convince the public to expand background checks, ban so-called high-capacity magazines, and reinstate the assault weapons ban, which is a stupid term, they took its fight to the local level, and they've had success there. Florida and Vermont both changed their gun laws. Florida increased the age to purchase all guns, even long guns, to 21. Vermont did that, plus banned high-capacity magazines. Both had GOP governors at the time. Then Florida Governor Rick Scott was elected to the Senate in 2018, while Governor Phil Scott, no relation, in Vermont, handily won another term. At the time, both governors got high marks from the NRA. These laws are going to be challenged in court. Florida's age purchase provision is already in court, but these battles take time and money. And the anti-gun left knows this. Now they're trying to move to ban pistol stabilizers, which does nothing to enhance public safety. It's going to push 10 to 40 million Americans into legal jeopardy, however. There is no wiggle room for this. You're going to have to register these devices or turn them over, some think. That's why a lot of pro-Second Amendment groups are calling this the largest gun registration and confiscation scheme in history. And the Biden crew merely tweaked an existing regulation with the ATF. Stephen Gutkowski of The Reload has covered this extensively. we get, and with a renewed assault on our constitutional right to own firearms, people are flocking to gun stores. Like Obama, Biden has become a hell of a gun salesman. Americans continued to flood into gun shops nationwide in May of 2021. The month saw the second most sales of any May ever at more than 1.3 million, according to an industry analysis of FBI background checks. The flood of new gun purchases puts May 2021 far ahead of any other May on record besides May of 2020. And that was when the whole COVID thing and the BLM thing was all firing up. Strong sales numbers mean 2021 is still on pace to break the all-time record for gun sales set just last year. At this particular moment, over 8.5 million background checks for the sale of a firearm have been completed this year. This outpaces 2020's totals at the same point, which topped 8.1 million, according to Mark Oliva, the spokesman for the NSSF, which conducted the analysis. Now, on the other side of this is that there's an ammo shortage, and for those who have purchased firearms that use 5.56 or 9mm, you could be in for some rough times finding these munitions. The surge of new gun owners, the Biden administration, and the cost of materials have caused a crisis where these calibers might not be readily available for at least 18 months, and it could be up to 2.5 years. Now, one thing about gun control that stands out to me on a regular basis is, first of all, gun control law only ever it only ever affects the law abiding. See, speeding, if you a speeding ordinance, for example, if it's 65, you get caught doing 70. Well, nobody's getting stopped for having a car that could go 66, right? Most law is punitive if you go beyond a certain point, if you commit a certain act. Not for simple possession of something that is a legal product. Now, see, they've already done the stigmatization of cigarettes, for example. And, look, cigarettes almost put me in the ground permanently. And, me and cigarettes. And they are not good for you. There's, you know, no matter what the old ads used to say, I mean, back in the 50s that you'd listen to an ad, well, more doctors smoke this brand of cigarettes than any other. No, not good. But at the same time, it's a legal product. And we've taken, and the people who do smoke, well, they have to walk 16 miles to get to a smoking area now. And everybody seems okay with that, right? Well, there's probably more people with guns now than smoke. And the reason that there's more guns right now is because there's less police and there's less policing and there's more criminals being turned out into the streets as we get this bail reform thing happening. And you've got all of these, you know, if you were to look at all the things I talk about in a given week, they always intertwine into the reason why you should be carrying a gun everywhere you go. You got George Soros, who's buying, he literally bought all of the district attorneys in all of the big cities in the United States today. There is going to come a time where we're going to wake up one day and we're going to find out that George Soros was killed by some government entity, or his building was shelled or something. As we move further and further towards these victimless things like hacking and buying elections and, you know, all this other stuff, sooner or later it is going to turn dark. And unfortunately, I think we've crossed that point to where it's no longer a matter of if, but a matter of when. So, Biden and his crew are coming in there. Crime has been going down for quite a long time. 2020 was the anomaly because we had a bunch of rioting going on. We had a bunch of damage going on. We had a bunch of people getting hurt. We had a bunch of people hurting people. And we've had a bunch of police pull back. The Ferguson effect is in full swing, or maybe now it's the Floyd effect, whatever you want to call it. All of these things combined leads me to these three things that I constantly look at that are leading you to buy more guns, more Americans to buy more guns. One, they want to defund the police. Two, they're doing nothing about BLM or Antifa. Three, for the prisoners they do have, they want to give them no bail and let them back out on the street. So and they want to take your guns all along all this is happening. So no police. You know, the idea that maybe they might have a United States police force come out of this, I'm willing to give that a passing glance. And if it turns out to be sort of solid, I'd look at it hard. But as far as the rest of it is concerned, I'm just sitting back there going, this is so apparent, and yet these guys think that you guys are not paying attention. And that is the part that stuns me the most. They're coming for the guns. They're coming for the cops. I mean, they want you to be helpless with no one to call, is what it boils down to. And in the interim, you know, gas is going up. America's becoming sort of a bad place to live at the moment. But I have hope. I do have hope. Everything's temporary. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A leader in the military is a true leader. A good leader has to be an inspirational man. He has to be fearless. He has to be able to persuade a younger man to go do something that no man in their right mind would go and do. And not only to go and do it, but to go and do it willingly. And to go and do it planning to succeed. On 17th August 1955, President Dwight David Eisenhower prescribed a code of conduct for members of the armed forces. The purpose was to inform each service member in a combat unit that they're, about their basic responsibilities when they're engaged in combat, or if they were captured by enemy forces. And of the six articles, the first and sixth were particularly powerful reminders about their mission and the dedication each member is required to complete. Article 1, I am an American fighting in the forces which guard my country and our way of life. I am prepared to give my life in their defense. Article 6, I will never forget that I am an American fighting for freedom, responsible for my actions and dedicated to the principles which made my country free. I will trust in my God and in the United States of America. Now, it's a matter of primary importance that when you're recruiting a skilled and talented all-volunteer military force, that the institution and its members, along with the desire to serve our country, firmly believes in America's unique and moral character and the freedoms from which we all benefit. And along with these beliefs and desires, each member of the military must also develop a strong loyalty to his or her brothers and sisters in arms. And these tenets are all foundational to a purposeful, effective fighting force. And to go into combat, you must fully believe that the United States' cause and purpose are just and morally upright. And your mission is very simple, and it has to be very clear, to fight and win. Each person serving must see fellow service members as integral and necessary parts of this mission. Looking back at 20th century wars, especially the experiences of those captured and held as prisoners of war, has repeatedly shown that this foundational relationship between fellow service members, their belief in the cause that they were fighting, and their belief in the United States of America, are all vitally important to survival. When I was in the Army, I was taught this type of a code of conduct. And I was instructed in the responsibilities that accompanied my service. These core values enabled me to develop attitudes and behaviors that embody and represent the best of American values and founding principles. During my time in the military, the fairness and equity and equal opportunity were integral to the service and were relentlessly instilled in the culture of the military. And maybe today, just as importantly, I've seen this concomitant diversity that is a natural byproduct of this culture because it simply rewards hard work and talent and ability for their own sake, for their undeniable merit, and for the betterment and preservation of America itself. And this system, this institution, when I was in it, and even today, despite what you may hear, is colorblind, is a purely merit-based system based upon shared values. And, now they're on the road to a pernicious and destructive path as they are coming across critical race theory and as they are, is looking like they're going to embrace it, and the core belief that America and her citizenry are irredeemably racist, along with the tenets of white supremacy, whiteness, white privilege, white fragility, and systemic or institutional racism. Critical race theory does not build up. It tears things down. There's nothing aspirational or uplifting about it. And as a springboard to establishing diversity as a goal unto itself, as its own concurrent priority, when you inculcate those values into troops, this will not equip the military to succeed at its first and most important goal. Because their first and most important goal is to fight and win an armed conflict. Critical race theory is the opposite to the principles each military branch teaches, particularly in boot camp or basic training. Boot camp or basic training is very important because you're doing a great thing for these would-be soldiers, these would-be Marines. You're taking them and you're tearing them down to their bare foundation, and from that great foundation, you build a warrior. And the arduous nature of the entire indoctrination into the military service necessarily diminishes each recruit's or candidate's individual identity and replaces it with the aspirational goal of becoming part of a successful elite team with its own service's unique culture and esprit de corps, to be a part of something bigger than themselves, but to be a very important part. Critical race theory, by contrast, undermines the necessary team building and teaches that all interactions with others will be based solely according to race. And nothing could be further from reality when each branch of the service in the armed forces properly acts in accordance with its core values and the guiding principles that have made America truly exceptional in human history. So, given this deviation from core principles, I got a question. Where are the admirals? Where are the generals? Where are my fellow veterans? And why are we allowing what all should recognize as a crass, purely political, fraudulent, and destructive ideology to erode the foundations of military service and success? There's a whole lot of silence right now going on while these toxic and corrosive ideals are taught to soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and Coast Guards. And within the military, there's an undeniable history of equal opportunity for advancement and achievement for all who serve. So critical race theory has no value at all as a course of instruction for the military services, because history proves that neither America nor her military are irredeemably racist cultures or institutions. To the contrary, the already diverse military's undeniable success provides its own irrefutable testimony to the greatness of the nation the military's members take an oath to defend with their own lives if necessary. When I was in the military, I partied with all of my fellow soldiers. If they were in my unit, my squad, my platoon, my company, I knew them all. Because we spent a lot of time together. It was a little weird when I got into military intelligence and I started working with females. But then I realized then, that was actually a good part of it, if had I stayed in. because some of the females that I worked with, like First Lieutenant, I think she made Captain. Captain Christina Glover, she was a West Pointer, and she was hard as a rock. Airborne, I mean, she was a firecracker. And, I mean, she was my captain, my lieutenant. And as such, she stood up for all of her soldiers, male or female. I would have gone into combat gladly with her, leading the way. And that doesn't, you know, not to mention the other diversity that I worked with. Where are the generals in this? Why is nobody going insane over this? Why is nobody looking at what has been a colorblind institution for decades? Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.